Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we're going to just move right now and introduce who we got joining us. He's joining us once again because it's Combat Pistol Craft Day. And, of course, I'm talking about Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. How are you today? Happy birthday.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Bill. Yeah, man, I turned 61 today.
We got Dave, right?
Kind of hard to believe. Pardon me?
Okay. Yeah. I didn't hear your response when I said happy birthday. So happy birthday to you still.
Yeah, thank you very much, man. I turned 61 today.
I'm right behind you. Don't feel too bad. I'll keep you company.
Well, I don't feel bad at all, man. I'm going to fight it all the way to my grave.
To the bitter end.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it's going to be with me, too. Dave and I were musing out loud yesterday. We were just having a chat. About nothing in particular. And then I said something to him, and I blew his mind.
Yeah, it kind of spun me out, man.
It did. Well, and here's what, you know, you're talking about, because Dave is musing out loud about what he's going to be doing in the future. And I was sort of pointing out that maybe you should get into product development. I mean, because if I go and I make that suggestion to some gun builder, they're just going to look at me like, yeah, okay, he's been watching too many science fiction movies. If you do it, they'd actually try to do it for you.
Right. Well, if I may, go ahead and tell them why you spun me out, man. The first thing is I found it a stretch of my imagination that you even formulated the thought in the first place. But then having thought about it, kind of digging on it.
I suggested to Dave that we try to see, to get someone to develop a striker-fired 1911. And while everybody's just sitting around there talking about this.
Yep, big pause. Give it time to let it.
While you're trying to digest that, understand why we're saying this. Because the 1911, as old as the design is, it's still very viable today. People that carry them, and you can shoot me down on this one if you want to, but somebody that is out there actively carrying a 1911, and this is the only gun they've ever carried, it's the only gun they do carry, they're normally fairly adept with their 1911, aren't they?
Yes. Yes. You can take that on good faith, that if a person actively chooses now, granted, there's always a gumball or two in the pile.
Sure.
But anyone that chooses to carry, you know, on a regular basis, carry a 1911 cocked and locked, that immediately displays to me they have confidence in their ability with it.
Right.
So they're probably good with it. Because it's a professional handgun.
Right.
For one reason and one reason only. It's extremely unforgiving. The 1911-45, and it's true, you know, John and Browning mode can be very dangerous for an entry-level person to learn how to handle and be safe with it.
Right. I don't disagree with that at all. However, most 1911 shooters...
I mean, millions of people have done it.
Yep. But most people that I would consider to be gunfighters,
right,
where they had no particular allegiance to any sort of gun or gun brand, when the Glock came out, a lot of people left the 1911 and went to the Glock. And that, I think, probably holds up to the point to where, for them, once again, it was very reliable. It was very forgiving.
Yeah, but may I interject something, dude?
Certainly.
You need to shed a little light on the calibers. Be a little more caliber specific. Because when, I believe it was Colt, first, you know, took a shot at the title with the 1911 9mm, things didn't actually go too well. And things didn't go well for the 1911 9mm for some years.
Right.
They had to be figured out.
They did. And, they did indeed. Now they have been. They have been. And now,
but
the,
now they have been, you know, everybody's, you know, on board with the nine ball.
Right.
And making some outstanding modern combat handguns.
Now, or what pistol, makes, I should say. For what makes the 1911, the 2011, that particular platform, that silhouette, what makes that work so well for me is that grip angle and that trigger.
Right. But the design is inherently accurate, mechanically accurate.
Yes. But here's my thought. If you were to take that dependability and that short learning curve that you get with a Glock, and combine that with that trigger and that grip angle of a 1911, and not get out there and say, well, you know, Smith & Wesson's already done it with DM&P, or, you know, actually do a 1911 that was just a strike-and-fire gun,
yeah,
had the single-action trigger.
Like a 1911. Yeah.
Just missing the grip, safety, and the hammer. That's all it's missing. If you actually did that, I'll bet you that would put a lot of people out of business.
I don't know, man. It might take
It would take a little while. It would take a little while for people to get
the ground, you know.
Yeah.
Because I still don't see how you're going to develop a trigger group that is going to be as refined as the 1911 trigger group has been.
That's a real stickler, too. That's the sticking point.
I don't know how that's going to fly, but, you know, I don't get paid the big bucks to figure that stuff out. There's plenty of engineers out there. Man, for all we know, somebody could be working on a project like that as we speak. Or they just heard, you know, you talk about a striker-fired 1911 and they're already going to work on it.
Ping. Yeah.
So that would be cool.
It would be cool. That'd be a gun I would be interested to play with. That would be definitely... I don't normally buy guns when they're brand new. And for that reason, and mainly because of I want them to work out the kinks in the gun.
Yeah, but pretty much. Are you speaking about a specific type of pistol? Because, you know, the normal train of thought, like, getting a custom 1911 and, you know, you basically give it a pass for the first 500 to 1,000 rounds to allow it to break in, you know, parts lap in, blah, 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 before you really start troubleshooting any kind of issues with it. And, of course, the first aspect of that is to determine whether it's a shooter-induced malfunction or an actual mechanical malfunction of a pistol.
Right.
And then go from there. But that's not, that doesn't hold true, really. I mean, now, if you were to buy a true custom 1911.
Well, tell you what, we're coming up on the first break.
Broken in already.
Yes, that's right. You're exactly right on that part. But we're coming up on the first break. I have a pistol in mind, and I will point that out to you when we get back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. Happy birthday to him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Super Dave Harrington, and we were talking about the striker-fired 1911.
How that was just somebody hadn't thought about it yet.
I thought I saw... when they were going through this thing where they picked up on the SIG P320,
mm-hmm.
I thought that there was a gun that was sort of like that, and I can't remember who was, it was in the modular gun competition. I can't remember who it was, mm-hmm. but it was a funky looking 1911 shaped gun.
Right.
But I can't remember.
I don't know.
Can't remember what it was. But you were asking me if I knew about a gun that was that maybe had to have some kinks worked out of it. You know, I'd been talking about getting a hold of one of those Walther PDPs.
Right.
Well, they just did a recall on it.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what they did the recall on, because I got rid of the Walther PDP before the recall actually came out.
Right.
But they did a recall on it, and I just didn't check deep enough to find out to let it know. I didn't really notice anything about the gun that would made a alarm go off in my head or anything.
Right. Well, some manufacturers, if they they're very close hold about having problems and stuff. And I mean, the recall could be nothing more than something as simple as they become aware of an issue that hasn't right. become a problem yet, and they're just heading it off at the pass. Unless they publish a reason for the recall.
I will try to look it up in the break and see what I can find it. Okay, you look it up I'll be talking while you look it up. I just with most new guns, like with my favorite striker fired gun, the CZP-10C, right? When it first came out, it had a true ambidextrous mag release.
Yeah.
Except it was very, very stiff. I mean, initially, when you would get it, you'd actually have to take two thumbs to push it, to depress it. And then, because it was just a straight piece of steel, as you used it, it would slick up a little bit, and then it would become easier to use. And a lot of people would compare that to the CZ-P07-P09, which had this swappable mag release. It was very easy to activate. So they just very quietly made the change. They never did a public recall. The guns, the original guns are still out there. And they just started remanufacturing it. And when they did version 2.0, they had the swappable mag release built into it.
Okay. I got a question for you, bro.
Sure.
When did you hear about this Walther recall?
Last week, I believe it was.
Okay, because the only thing I'm pulling up is old stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing recent. Involving the PDP.
All right. Somebody that owns one on social media put out that there was a recall issued on them. So I'm just going by that. I mean, that could be wrong as the day is long.
I just don't see, unless there's nothing. They have other, like the PPS and the CC whatever, but there's nothing on the PDP. So maybe the dude was talking smack, man. Who knows?
Who knows? Have you ever looked at guns that were supposed to be the next big thing and wondered why they didn't stick around and they just don't even exist anymore?
Oh, yeah.
I tried one time that I thought, wow, this is really, because I could shoot it really well. But do you remember the Colt Double Eagle?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I could shoot that all day long.
That was kind of a, dude, for real?
Yeah.
That was kind of a paperweight blaster. You know what I mean? That's something you'd load and put on the top of your desk to hold stuff down.
Right. Well, that's what I gathered because it went away. It went away really fast.
Pretty quick, yeah. Well, back in the day when I was at the Special Warfare Center at Bragg, we were involved in a... Actually, remember the SOCOM developing the offensive handgun? And the inside loop, we called it the truly offensive handgun, because the initial you know, the forerunners that were submitted by, you know, the three major manufacturers were truly offensive, dude. The only company to actually apply every legitimate suggestion was HK.
Okay.
Hence the HK SOCOM blaster. That what was that blaster came out of that R&D loop that, you know, we happened to be in.
The big MK-23?
With other mechanisms. Pardon me?
The big MK-23?
Right. But even then, born out of that blaster was the USP line. You see what I mean?
I do.
It was pretty cool. Just a, you know, point of interest.
With the MK-23, does anybody still run that?
I have no idea, man. I'm almost a generation removed from the whole gig. You know what I mean?
I do. So, oh, don't I know? I do know. I mean, I've been out of the Army for 31 years.
I've kept pretty good tabs, you know, with dudes I've worked with, but I never ask, you know, like, what's going on or, you know, how well are we doing, that type of thing anymore, because my generation's gone and has been out of the loop for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, there's select personnel that are still in the mix, but as far as I'm concerned, all that stuff is none of my business anymore. You know what I mean?
I do. I do. I've tried talking to those guys that are in there today. They seem about as interested in hearing anything from me as, well, they don't seem very interested
in hearing anything. Here's how I look at it, dude.
But I tell you what, hang on.
Yeah.
Hey, we're coming up on the break.
Yeah.
To find out what's going on with Super Dave. And he's beginning to get sort of busy now. He's going to be busy for weeks on end coming up. You need to go check him out at combatspeed.com. The website is up and running. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Election security is a top priority today as voters head to the polls in more than 30 states. Cybersecurity experts have created a special situational awareness room to monitor elections and share real-time information with officials. President Joe Biden is delivering remarks at an event at the United Nations Climate Change Conference focusing on accelerating net zero emissions. The president says he will keep investing money in clean energy.
Innovation is the key to unlocking our future. That's why the United States is working to quadruple funding for clean energy research and development over the next 4 years.
Nearly 100 countries have agreed to cut their methane greenhouse gas emissions by 30% this decade, China not one of them. This is USA Radio News. Flight delays continuing on another domestic airline.
Weather and staffing shortages entered a fourth day for American Airlines, with the top U.S. carrier canceling more flights on Monday to push the total number to nearly 2,300 canceled flights since last Friday. The airline said it canceled 340 flights, or 6% of its total planned flights on Monday. The airline said nearly 1,800 flight attendants are returning from leave starting Monday. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NBCSN will be going dark at the end of this year. The sports network shutting down operations on December 31st with content shifting to USA Network. Sports such as NASCAR, Atlantic 10 basketball, IndyCar, and various Olympic sports will move to USA. The network will carry more than 1,500 hours of sports programming that used to be on NBCSN. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking with Super Dave Harrington on his birthday. We're just talking about guns and training and stuff like that. And Super Dave's talking about coming up here and doing a little training with me, for me, which we'll try to make that work and turn that into a little media event if we can. But
yeah, we can pull that off.
I think so. I think so. I've been looking at the logistics of that, so I'm working on it.
Okay.
Anyway.
Good.
I don't remember where we were. We were talking about not being in the Army anymore and how we don't keep up too much.
Right, being, you know, a generation removed. Excuse me. Being a generation removed from the gig, you know, it's kind of hard to know what's going on. I got a snapshot on the inside of what's happening within the training group realm, and I was digging on it. It was, all part of it. All things concerned, I guess the best way I like to describe what I'm thinking is I think people are really kind of getting a snapshot of how sheer the material is that holds everything together. You know what I mean?
I do.
Doesn't take a whole lot to rip it up, man. And, you know, repairing it is going to be something else. But
now, are you talking about what's happening now in the country?
Yeah. And also, but what's always been happening in the world. What I'm saying is, from a general perspective, you know, when you get around and you run into the kind of loops that you kind of get a feel or, you know, actually know and see how sheer the fabric is that holds everything together.
Yeah.
It's very easy for things to go sideways. You know what I mean? And once they
It's surprising it doesn't go sideways more often.
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, it's... No harm, no foul, man. I mean, it's coming.
Right.
Period.
When you were in the military, When you were in the military, did you ever sit back and feel political? Did you ever think politically when you were? Because I didn't.
No, dude. As a matter of fact, I remember a very kind of a one-way conversation I had with the XO, the battalion XO, one day. He kind of took me to school. I made a comment about the, I basically, when I say made a comment, I spoke my mind.
Right.
On the political correctness thing, because this, it was a memorandum or something that had come down from group, but it kind of, it aggravated me to no end because in the language in this memorandum was basically kind of get with, if you were to read between the lines, it's kind of get with the politically correct program. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm like, whoa. And the XO was my boss. I wouldn't just arbitrarily, having a conversation with a battalion XO. He was my boss because at the time I was assigned as the battalion intelligence NCO. And so I worked for the XO. And, man, he gave me a perspective on, what it would take to combat that psychology. The dude was very intelligent. But I can't remember his name to save my life.
Right.
You see his face as plain as day. But he gave me a very interesting perspective on that whole mentality of political correctness. And basically, it's a disease. As far as I'm concerned, it's a diseased thought process. Because for one simple fact, as I understand it, being politically correct is operating in a manner in which everybody is pleased or everybody's happy. Right?
Right.
Well, that's not real to begin with. You're not going to make everybody happy all the time.
No.
So that's a flawed concept from the very beginning, just like socialism is.
Absolutely.
America is about, the way I see it, making your own way. Having the opportunity for freedom of thought, freedom of action, to make your own way. The only person that's responsible for your well-being is you, the individual. Now, if you happen to be part of that privileged crowd that's born into money or wealth and all that kind of stuff, drive on, man. You got lucky.
Right.
But just because you're rich don't make you any smarter than me or any more intelligent. You understand what I mean?
I do.
Your place in this world is based on how you want to live it. And you have, the freedom to choose. That's what it's about. America is about having the freedom of choice to choose what it is from moment to moment that you want to do. Now, we're a nation of laws. Because any society has to have laws to keep the human animal on a leash. You can't just run rampant. Well, people do it anyway, but I don't want to get too far off into the balance of the justice system and the legal system.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, on a lot of different levels, people have tried to avoid or come up with ways of deflecting responsibility or accountability And, I mean, look where it's got us.
Yeah. Indeed. Yeah.
Sad. But anyway, dude, I'll keep driving on.
Well, that's sad.
I'll be as responsible a citizen I can be, you know, to the Constitution of the United States.
Coming up on the next break, but quick question. It's probably yes or no. You think when we get out of the service, when we exit the military,
right?
Do most of us as individuals consider that we've been released from the oath?
Negative, dude. You're never released from the oath.
That was my
thought. As a matter of fact, just, you know, because you're out of the military or you retired, you can be recalled.
Yep.
So, I don't, you know, a lot of people don't know that. But yes, were things to get bad enough, the country would rely on former military people and retired military people to fill the ranks, especially in key leadership positions.
Yeah. Coming up on the last break, you can find Dave on Facebook. He has two pages on Facebook, professional page Super Dave Harrington, personal page Dave Harrington, and on YouTube. Super Dave Harrington is the name of his channel. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington. It's his birthday today, 61 years young, which is always splendid. Splendid. It's splendid.
It's better than I have in the last 20.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. For you... Right, for you with your legs, your legs and your hip and everything that have been giving you that had given you issues earlier. Right. This has got to be particularly pleasing now that you are sort of rounding that bend and getting that mobility back and that movement back, huh?
Absolutely. The one thing that has kept me on track, so to speak, through all of this psychological horror of my injuries and surgeries is to be able to not just get, you know, shoot a match again. That's cool. You know, if you just want to go shoot a match and enjoy it, drive on. My intent has always been to get back into competitive shooting and be competitive doing it. You know, there's a difference.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, I'm feeling really good about it. I've got did I tell you about the TV show thing?
Yes, but you can talk about it again.
No, if I already spoke to it, I don't need to.
Well, I don't think you spoke to it here.
The thing about that is, you know, just... it's going to be a pretty involved gig, and my only concern is, you know, of course, my Achilles. But I don't know what it is they're going to have us perform. I don't. Here's what I do know. I know where I need to be, when I need to be there, and what I need to have when I show up, and that's what I know. And the filming days are... Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday coming up.
Right.
And then I come home. I'm home for a day. Then I fly to Laredo, Texas for like 10 days and get back, have a short break, go to New Mexico, get back, short break, go to Maine. And that takes me into December. And then I don't have the hard dates for the Trigger Time TV season 2022 season filming is going to be, but it'll be in like mid-December-ish.
Right.
But things are going well. I can't complain.
Yep.
Wouldn't complain if they weren't going well anyway, because it ain't going to help.
Just not your nature, is it?
Right. But
how do you like the whole TV video filming process?
How do I like like it.
How do you like it?
I mean, I don't know. I've done everything from using my phone to, like, legit film crews. You know what I mean?
Right.
It doesn't, now it adds when you know, we affectionately call a camera the one eye. You know what I mean?
I do.
And the one eye misses nothing. That's why I'm so, I've never had any trouble with any of the film crews I've worked with because I'm actually kind of easy to work with simply because I am prepared. I'm rehearsed. I know my material. I've physically rehearsed it until I'm ready, you know, to do it for the one eye. And that's how I look at it. And, yeah, when I first, 6 months to a year's worth of involvement with a camera actually, you know, worked out really well. I don't allow it to get under my skin, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, the camera's on, so now I can't function because I'm stressed out. But there's different ways of, conditioning yourself to handle that kind of self-induced stress. Even though it is an external stressor, you know, it can generate quite a bit of stress. You know, because the first thing people think about is, you know, the camera adds 20 pounds. Well, that's true. You know, how are you going to combat that? So if you're one of these cats that are all jiggy about your appearance, you know, to an extreme, you know, the camera thing might not be for you because you're going to look 20 pounds heavier. You know, it's the little things, man, that matter. You know, the little things that can get in your head and become a distractor to your performance are exactly those things that you learn to control through training and practice, but primarily practicing. And then take your practicing to the rehearsal level. You know, there's a saying out there, and I don't know who to credit for it, but it goes like, an amateur practices until they get it right, and a professional practices until they can't get it wrong. And it's true as gold. You know, if you practice something to the extent that you can establish a consistent level of performance, that is, you are doing exactly what you need to be doing and be doing it properly, as efficiently as possible. Because here's what I do know. When you need speed, when the time comes and your brain tells you to pour it on, you will be able to pull it off.
Right.
But only if your technique is pure and as efficient as possible. Because if your technique isn't legit, when you pour on the speed, you're going to find that out. Things aren't going to go well.
Right.
When you accelerate. I kind of look at speed, you know, there's many different ways of describing speed, but I now look at it as accelerating and decelerating my actions. Because if you think about it and break it down, sequence it out, multitask it, you're actually, even within a complex task, accelerating and decelerating many different times to do whatever. Task X, you know?
Right.
It's interesting, man. You know, I like to sit back. I draw the curtains, lock the door, turn the lights out, and climb into my think tank every once in a while and it does me a lot of good.
As far as the TV part of it, with what little TV I do with the streaming TV show I have, I just think to myself, I look the way I look because of doctors, and there's not a lot I can do with it. And since I can't do nothing about it, and since I've lived to this age and I probably earned all of these inches, enjoy the show.
Right, that's cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, in my circumstances, you know, I've had friends approach me, you know, like on a confidential level, dude, you know, like, you're getting a little heavy, bro. You need to drop some LBs. And it blows my mind every time somebody does that. Now, I appreciate it because they're looking out for me. They're truly looking out for me.
Well, we're going to run out of time before we can have this conversation. We got about... Here's what I will tell you about that. I'm sure... Yes, please.
Got time for that? Dig this, dude. What amazes me is that people actually feel like they have to inform me of something I already understand.
Like you don't know it.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Okay, I appreciate you looking out for me, bro, but, you know, hey, dude, bag out, man. I'm on it.
You got it. Well, listen, we've run out of time. Happy birthday to you. I'm right behind
you. Bro.
You are not alone in this little journey, my man. And we will do it again, same bat time. Well, if we can, we'll do it again, same bat time, same bat channel. We'll talk about that later. And thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
Coming up next. Yes, sir. Out. Coming up next, David Kodria. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.